Bom dia.
Good morning.
Obrigada por
Thank you for
aguardarem.
waiting.
Sejam
Welcome
bem-vindos
to the
à
teleconference
teleconferência da
of Pet
Pet
Center
Center de
Participations, Pets,
para
for discussion of the results referenced to the fourth quarter of 2020. Those present today with us are Sergio Zimmermann, founder and CEO, Diego Bassi, CFO and Director of Investor Relations, and Mateus Nascimento, Senior Manager of Investor Relations and New Business. We inform you that this event is being recorded and that all the participants will be able to be heard during the conversation with pets. Afterwards, we will start a session of questions and answers when instructions will be given. If you need any help during the teleconference, please request help by typing operator asterisk zero. This event also is being transmitted simultaneously via internet and webcast, and it can be as a video conference and can be accessed by the address www.ri.pets.com.br, where you will find the respective presentation. A replay of this event is also available after its ending. We remind you that all the participants at the webcast can be registered via website for questions for pets. They will be answered at the end of the conference by the RI area of pets. Before beginning, I would like to clear up that eventual declarations that may have been made during this teleconference relative to perspectives of future business of pets, projections, operational goals, and financial goals constitute the beliefs and of the best of the company based on the information currently available to pets. Considerations of the future are no guarantee of the behavior and involve risks, uncertainty, and premises as they refer to future events and are therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions of the sector and other factors, operational factors, may affect the future results of pets and may lead to other results. I would like to now pass it over to Sergio Zimmermann, CEO of Pets, who will do the presentation. Please go ahead. Good morning to everyone. It's a great pleasure to be with you again to speak about our results in the fourth quarter of 2020 and also the consolidation of the year's results of a very different year, which was 2020. I would like to tell you that of the vision that we have written at the beginning of 2020, right after we Warburg Pint this in 2013, we had a vision, which was to be the biggest and best pet shop in Latin America, to be among the biggest five big in 2020. We did this exactly at the beginning of 2014. What happened between 2014 and 15? We changed our brand to Pets, and we started a more important national expansion program. We also set up the Adoci Pets, the pet adoption program. In 2015, we started the work of the omnichannel platform. And here we showed us a central part of our, we're neither a physical stores, neither an online play, but a true omnichannel. And starting in 2015, we started that work. And in 2018, we started the pilot program for the omnichannel rollout. And in 2019, we finished the rollout of that program. At the end of 18 and 19, we created the Seres brand to begin our vet segment. At the beginning of last year, we had our opening on the B3 with our IPO. The results of all of these brands was that the vision that we created back at the beginning of 2014, when we said since that time that we should reach leadership in 2020, was reached. In 2020, we did $1.7 billion in sales. which puts us in the position of leadership in the sector in Brazil. And this represents growth of almost 47% compared to 2019. It was the biggest growth in share in the market. The delta of sales, we added more than 540 million in sales just in 2020. The network opened 28 new stores, a record for expansion in physical stores. And we ended the year with 133 stores, being present in 16 states, plus the federal district. Remembering that in 2020, we entered in three new states. Pets reached leadership in sales, and also in national presence. The network with the biggest presence in different states, and also the chain of offering hospital services with the biggest presence and numbers. Today, we have 10 hospitals in 8 different states. Very well. We reached our vision, and now is the moment to increase. That's what we did, and we released today officially our new vision. If our previous vision was quite audacious, quite bold, quite challenging, a big challenge for us in 2014, we said we would achieve leadership in Latin America. It's no different now. We are now releasing a new vision, quite inspiring, very motivating, but also very bold, very so that all of us can dedicate ourselves to this tariff, to this task, which is to be worldwide, known worldwide as the best ecosystem in the pets world by 2025. As an example of our previous vision, we put a date in what we want to achieve. And that's why it's clearly we want to be different as being the best ecosystem, the best, most trustworthy, the integrated, and always supported by the well-being and health of our pets. This is what is the base of our vision of our ecosystem. And I want to add that we have pillars, strategic pillars, to reach this vision. The 5 pillars upon which I will be mentioning as follows is the expansion of our stores and our SETI's brand, our digital platform, our customer experience, pet solution, the exclusive pets with the pets brand, private label, and people and culture and ESG. Beginning with the first pillar, the expansion of our store portfolio and our SETI's brand, we see that when we talk about expanding the number of stores, we are not a physical chain, and we're not a pure online play. We're an omni-channel play. Therefore, when we invest in stores, it means that we're investing in an omni-channel presence, because truly, the more stores we have, the more we increase our penetration in digital sales as well. And here we have several brands that are very important, several guideposts that are very important that we've reached. As I mentioned, the record in the number of stores, 28 new stores in last year. Only in the last quarter were 13 stores. In the last quarter, it was a record in opening of stores. And we opened in 3 new states, and we totalized 130 new stores. We also opened 3 new hospitals, 10 hospitals in 8 different states. And we now total 114 veterinary centers, SETI's veterinary centers. It means hospitals, clinics, and offices. Our agenda for 2021, we will have the acceleration of the pace of store openings, and we plan to expand at least 30 stores. We hope to have a number above 30, attending a new record. We will continue to opening new states and regions which we are not currently located, as well as expanding the number of SETI's hospitals in our chain. These are our objectives, very clear objectives for 2021. In the second pillar, which talks about our digital platform, here we have news that is very inspiring, very interesting news. The digital platform of pets was the platform which most gained market share in 2020. It was the one that most, it grew the most. We gained market share, and in a very clear way, in a very crystal clear way, we sold approximately 400 million in digital sales compared to 100 million in 2019. Almost 400%, a little bit less than, we did less than 100 million in 19, so it was more than four times above our 19 sales. An additional sales of 300 million reais in digital sales this year. Our market share, considering only digital sales, according to Euromonitor, was 27% growth, meant that we had more than doubled our participation of what we had in 2019. On the other side, when we look at the digital platform internally, we closed the year with 23% of total sales being coming from digital sales. And in the last semester, it was a record of 80% of omnichannel sales compared to the last quarter with the growth of the pandemic. And even so, we continued to grow our participation in digital sales. Another very important data information, the Petz app, more than 50% of our digital sales happen through our app. This is data, as you know, which is extremely important due to the costs, the lower costs that the app means in the acquisition of clients. As far as subscribers, we grew more than five times year on year in our base of clients, representing in December, 15% of our total sales in December came through subscribers. If we compare that to 19, the third quarter of 2020, which was 10%, just in December, we had a growth of 50% in the participation of subscribers. As far as our 2021 agenda, we will continue to invest strongly in user experience and data analytics. As you can see, our offers are not just customized, but now personalized, so that the profile of purchasers, of each consumer, of each customer, we have the data intelligence making absolutely personalized offerings for each client. We also continue to invest in the digitalization of products and also of services. Both the series as well as the aesthetics services are in our roadmap for digitalization, with several things that are happening during the year. We have several initiatives in the area of logistics to begin the efficient, to improve the proficiency of all we've done. There's permanent, it's a permanent state for us to be, to be offer better services at the lowest cost. The third pillar refers to customer experience and the pet solution ecosystem. The principal realization of 2020, the first is that we, a motive of great personal pride and great happiness. Since the foundation in 2002, we've always been a company absolutely oriented to the client, oriented towards operating according to the head, the mentality of our customer, and satisfying him in what he wants. And we gained the triple crown. Very important to us due to the, because it represents the values of the consumer. So we gained the maximum sale in physical, in the physical store, in the digital store. And we're also five-time champions in the digital store. And the CEO prize among all the segments represented, and also the CEO most connected with the consumer, a motive of great honor and happiness for me and pride for me. We also added the new installation of the Petz, a space that is absolutely appropriate so that we can attend better and better our consumers. We also, in the pet solution area, the mapping of understanding all of the startups that operate in the segment, in the service segment. Understanding that we have a mentality of the founders so that we can complement our ecosystem through micro acquisitions, so that by 2025, we will have the recognition and the pet solution is very important for us. And every week we have a meeting with the higher upper level leadership to discuss all of the possibilities that we have to advance in that ecosystem with an agenda for 2021. We have the integration of these new solutions into the ecosystem and integration across segments, continuous of improvements of the, across different channels and segments and services, always offering new tools to ensure a better level of service and agility with greater efficiency, whether it be on the digital platform or in the physical stores. The fourth pillar is the exclusive products and private labels. Here, it's very important to mention that it's always important that the Pets brand represents an important lever of profitability due to the work that we've done. It's a project which has worked very well, very carefully. We're going category by category, and we've had several launches in 2020 in snacks, hygienic mats, products with high levels of recurrence. We have 300 SKUs in 25 different categories, which makes us very satisfied, very happy. On all the categories in which we operate, where the pets is either leader or vice leader in the category. And here I call the strength, go attention to the strength of the Pets brand. Even when it goes into a category, we have the presence of global brands, we still manage to have a share, a very expressive share. Special thanks to all those pet tutors who have recognized the Pets brand as a brand with a high cost benefit. And all of this results that in the fourth quarter, the participation of the Pets brand grew in relation to the fourth, doubled in relation to the fourth quarter of 19. Which shows us that we're on the right route and we're heading down that road moving forward. We also have another important area, which is the long tail sales in the digital area. More than 15,000 SKUs available on the site, which shows that we're leaders in the number of SKUs, available SKUs, and that we continue adding new items, hundreds of items every month. It's a very simple concept. The challenge that was given to the is the following. What do we expect? That every consumer, every pet owner understands this meaning. If they want to buy a product in a pet site, this is a challenge done with very simple words, but which has a very powerful message. We want to be more and more have collaboration with the clients and show that the site is the most complete site in the market. And therefore, the long tail has the power of an ecosystem, which is extremely relevant, so that the client does not leave our platform. As far as the agenda for 2021, we have a pipeline absolutely consistent of new launches under the Pets brand, new products. And as I mentioned, the addition of hundreds of SKUs every month in our digital platform. And finally, the fifth pillar, which is people, culture, and ESG. Here, a few realizations during 2020, which were important. We're very proud that we made the commitment of having campaigns to not cause any unemployment. I had the opportunity to be perhaps one of the first interviews to affirm that we have we're not trying to do any trimming. We didn't know if we would be able to be open or not, but we made the announcement that we were not going to fire any employees we were considered an essential service. What we wanted at that time was we knew that our workers, our employees, would have their health plans, and we need their health plans, and we didn't think that we added to their health plan on disemployment. So the first measure was to make our employees tranquil that nobody would lose their job. At the same time, we left our suppliers happy, especially the smaller suppliers, that at that time, that instead of asking for a lengthening of payments as others did, we preferred to offer anticipation of payments to give them comfort to the entire chain of supply. It was also important to mention that during the pandemic, we created 1,300 new jobs, which means a growth of 35% year on year in our number of employees. Another very important theme is that women, who have always made all the difference for our company and continue to make a difference, more than 40% of our leadership positions, are including the board of directors, are occupied by women. Our pet adoption program, the Dutch Pets, reached 45,000 cats and dogs adopted since its creation, the biggest platform of donation of cats and dogs in Brazil. We also are very proud to inform that we have raised more than 2 million reais. We donated more than 2 million reais in money and products to NGOs who protect animals. Here, it's one of our purposes that all of this growth of market, of services, of the ecosystem will not happen separated from growth of so many cats and dogs which are abandoned that we see here in Brazil. So we're very happy in being able to offer homes for thousands and thousands of cats and dogs every year. And we're going to continue doing that. We're going to continue arranging new partners for the adoption program, and together with products and spaces in the principal spaces in our stores for adoption. We feel that it makes all kinds of sense for us, and we also address a cause of the needy animals, cats and dogs that are there. We also offered 1 million reais for the COVID, both for this in São Paulo as well as other regions. We also set up a adoption program platform called Adotch Pets. It's a program which is already showing its first results, placing the first hundreds of donations already through the internet. As far as our 2021 agenda, our culture of excellence to intensify our training, we're growing very, very fast, and we need to be able to have the capacity to train and prepare our labor force. So we've done that through the OmniPets, which is our university, our training center, both in operational as well as give courses to our professionals who in aesthetics for bath and grooming, as well as in the veterinary area. We are also rolling out an increase in the utilization of renewable energy in our stores. We started a pilot program in 2020, and in 2021, we should roll out all of that. I'll be back for questions and answers. But first of all, I want to pass it over to Diogo Bassi, our CFO, who's going to talk about our financial results. Thank you, Sergio. Good day. Good morning. It's a great satisfaction to talk about the fourth quarter and 2020 year. We had a strong growth in sales in relation to the robust growth already shown in 2020. The growth was by the growth of the digital channel, which reached a new level of sales, and our social development in the last quarter of the year. It's also worth mentioning that digital sales has been an important entry for our clients, being responsible for almost 50% of the 1 million new clients that we found this year, that we arranged this year. Our gross margins showed great growth in relation to last year. Fiscal credits that we had in relation to last year, and by a substantial penetration of the digital sales, which even though it has very superior profitability to the physical channel, with the level of repurchases on the digital channel, we also have accelerated our investments for the acquisition of clients. Even though this represents a slight pressure on results at the current moment, we can also mention that in the fourth quarter, in spite of the digital, we had a very strong Black Friday with discounts, but was also very important for the acquisition of new clients. In this way, we were benefited in the fiscal year as a reflection of a higher participation of digital. Even so, we had absolute and relevant growth. So we'll go to the highlights. We inaugurated 13 stores in a quarter, showing our expansion program capacity. And we have 133 stores in 15 states plus the federal district. We inaugurated 28 stores over the year. We opened three hospitals, giving and more 24-hour stores in 15 states. We have the biggest complex of veterinary centers in Brazil. In total, we have a network of 114 veterinary centers spread over Brazil. Our gross revenue, we reached $525 million with a strong growth of 58.9% year-on-year. Growth in same-store sales were expressive of 36.8%. Our gross revenue was $1.7 billion, a growth of 46.6% year-on-year, with 540 million in sales to the company. With that, we reached a market share of 6% in the pets market, consolidating the sector. The digital area, we had gross revenues of $136 million in the quarter, more than four times higher than in the same period last year, and a growth of 26% of total sales. We did almost $400 million, a growth of 341% year-on-year, representing 23% of our total sales. Also, our market share. We almost doubled our market share, reaching 27% of the digital market in pets, the highest in this channel. We reached almost 84% in omnichannel sales and almost 80% for the year. A benchmark in the world, in Brazil and the world, as far as our gross margin was 50%, a fall off of 2%, but which represented a growth of 50% year on year. This retraction is basically due to fiscal credits, an increase of digital sales. And over the year, our gross margin was 49%. Even with a substantial increase in the digital sales in 2020. As far as our EBITDA, our adjusted reached 47 million reais in the fourth quarter, a margin of 19% in relation to the previous year, helped principally by the 2019 credit, which pressured our margin as well as expenses. However, the EBITDA grew even so by almost 20%. Over the year, 160 million in EBITDA, a margin of 9.4%, a growth of 39.7% year on year. Finally, our net income, 27 million reais, growth of 65.1% year on year, with a net margin of 5.2%, results of credits and operation and fiscal credits. For the year, it was 74 million, a growth of 98.3%, and a net margin of 4.3%. It's important to point out that we focus in our, compared to the previous year, but we believe that it better represents we will not talk about the IFRS 16 numbers. In 16, we talk about our store portfolio. As was mentioned, we have inaugurated 3 stores in the semester, giving us 29 for the year, exactly in line with what we had planned for 2020. In relation to our stores, we have a lot of new stores with 53% of the network with less than 3 years in operation. These stores have not yet reached their potential sales and are still in maturation. We continue to look at having very strong results in new regions and returns in our current regions. So we increased the participation of stores outside of São Paulo to 50% to 39% in the fourth quarter of 20. Sales outside of the São Paulo region. Our sales, we reached 525 million in the quarter, reaching, as I mentioned, with an acceleration of 61% compared to the third quarter. Our results, due to the strong growth of digital, which grew by 313%, as well as the sale in our physical stores, which accelerated due to less restrictive social distancing rules in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Both in the digital sales as well as in the physical channels, are in the base of our client base, the number of tutors, the number of pet tutors, and finally, in the number and amount of care and hygienization of pets, hygiene for pets. The veterinary area, which grew 38%, and by the better care that tutors have given to their pets, looking at the parts of services and products. And the aesthetic area, which was closed temporarily starting in March in 2020 due to local decrees, and we're totally open only since August. And now we're looking at a possible new closing with the new cycle of the pandemic, but it grew back slowly with sales representing 70% of the pre-pandemic numbers and 70% in September. The principal part of this growth of this behavior was the people leaving. On the other hand, the shopping centers, which were impacted due to temporary closings of the shopping centers, which had an impact on the flow of people to our stores. And the shopping center stores did better in the last quarter, did better than they did in the pre-pandemic level in the third and fourth quarters. With that, our growth in same-store sales was very strong, reaching an accumulated of the year, a total growth of 36.6%. Same-store sales having increases of 26%. Here we have our digital sales, which reach 100, an increase of 10% in the fourth quarter of from 19 to 20, a new record of participation in digital sales. The growth was 340%. Important that the semester was helped by Black Friday, which did not help our net revenue, but helped us to get new clients. As Sergio mentioned, the app already represents more than 50% of our digital sales. And we finished the year with a base of clients 5 times than that which we had in the previous year. And these subscribers reached 15% of our total sales in December, an acceleration versus 10% reached in the third quarter of 2020. The subscription program provided benefits such as discounts in physical stores and also the utilization of our services, advantages that only a verticalized platform can offer in an integrated and convenient way to our clients. In 2020, we had almost 400 million reais of EBITDA, more than 300 million in vent sales, and we grew by 342%. We're the biggest player, the most gained market share in digital, and almost doubled our participation in online sales. Finally, beyond our omnichannel platform, we lead consistently both directing access to our sites, as well as the apps in Google Play and Apple Store. Our apps offered very high numbers, not only in the segment, in the pet segment, but also compared to purchasing apps in general. On the next page, talking about profitability, our gross margin was 40% of the gross margin and 50%, a reduction of 2.4%. The reduction, as mentioned, was basically explained by the fact that the tax credit we released in the fourth quarter of 19, at the beginning of the penetration of 16%, reinforcing that with Illinois, the digital brings a lot of new clients and repurchasing and lifetime value. We have reinforced our investment in the acquisition of new clients, even though this represents pressure on the margins at the moment. In the accumulated numbers for the year, we had a growth of 46%, 45.6%, a margin which was due to the bigger penetration in the food category, which has a constant margin of 49% in the second, third, and fourth quarters of 2020, and bigger penetration of products versus services, since products have margins that are slightly higher than services. In the EBITDA in the quarter, due to better sales, our expenses from sales were impacted by the penetration of digital, which has expenses with freight and acquisition of clients, and the maturation of new stores, which cause additional costs. While they are not due to the strong performance in sales, we also had, it's also important to mention that we had this leverage even with expenses and initiatives such as SEDIS and the parts and services, and also expansions related to the new steps in our company. The adjusted EBITDA was almost 47 million, a record, which gives us a margin of 9% of gross revenue in relation to the year, previous year, impacted by the digital sales. But it's even so, we had relevant growth of almost 20%. It was 160.7, an increase of 40% of gross margin, also impacted by the same motives, showing a growth of 39.7% for the year. Here, I'd like to mention that we've had the inauguration exactly in line with what we had planned, and sales and EBITDA were above that which we had projected. On the last page, talking about our investments and debt, we have 60% due to new stores, and a record in inaugurations. We also inaugurated 3 hospitals. We also have increased in 87% our investments in technology and digital, growth of 90%, considering as 90 data analytics and user experience and subscriptions and app development and digitalization of services, which helped us gain productivity for the company as a whole. Finally, with the reforms in maintenance and the rollout of the SEDIS brand, it was concluded for all the units that we planned. As far as leverage, it's very low, of only 0.1 EBITDA, which leaves us very close, comfortable for expansion. And with that, we open for questions and answers. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now do the question and answer session. To make a question, please dial *1. To remove your question from the list, *2 to remove your question. The first question comes from Petronilio from JP Morgan. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Thank you. I have 3 questions. First, I think you commented a lot during the IPO process, have a higher average than the physical stores. I wanted to understand that during the pandemic, there's any change in the behavior of your clients. The second question is, we have 2 factors
program of loyalty for each, which brings some pressure on your margins. And three, your margins this year with your private label, and if you're going to continue to invest in this loyalty program too. And a third question, give us a little more when you talk about the startups and M&A questions. Can you give us a little more clarity on that? Olivia, good morning. Thank you for your questions. First of all, as far as your first topic, the digital client profile, we see within the omni-channel approach, we see various movements happening. You have a client who is, he only purchases on digital and is stimulated to go to the physical store. We have the client in the physical store who has never purchased on digital from that certain category and is stimulated to go to start purchasing digitally. And you also have the client who's already had the custom of purchasing digitally. And that client is always researching the best options for purchasing in general, looking to take advantage of sales and promotions with a lower level of loyalty. So we have diverse segments in the digital world. We see is that the pandemic has brought a universe of capturing of clients, especially those who were not able to purchase from this category in the digital sales, and understanding that it was not the best moment to visit a physical store and they had to make an experience to receive at home. When they made that experiment, they liked it. So it's always important to mention that we had the expectation that when the physical stores reopened, we would lose some digital sales. And in fact, we expect it would happen in the third quarter, but it's not what happened. In fact, the physical stores reopened and the sales in the stores came back very strongly, but the digital sales did not diminish. And as I mentioned, in the third quarter or in the fourth quarter numbers, the digital sales has come to stay, representing a consumer who tried it out, liked it, and whether he wants to go back to the physical store or not, it's a very diverse profile. As far as the second question, gross margins, naturally there are different factors that pressure the gross margin. And we try to always balance these things out. However, perhaps the most important that we see now is that our concept is cash margin. We work a lot with cash margin. We're very careful to understand in a fragmented market such as the pets market, where according to Euromonitor, we only have 6% of share, our priority is gain share. And we do not pay our expenses with percentage of gross margins. We pay with cash margins. So what we're very focused is if we have something to do, an action to take, whether it be loyalty program or conditional, anything that generates cash margin, even though with pressuring percent in a percentage terms, we should look after cash margin to incentivize our gain of share. So this is how we look at the gross margins. And the third question, which you said about M&A, we've looked at companies of several different categories, but we're very focused on services added to our ecosystem. So we've maintained conversations with companies, and we expect shortly to be able to announce our first additions to our ecosystem. We've just announced our vision, which is very ambitious, that by 2025, we will be recognized worldwide as the best ecosystem. And to be able to do that, we're going to have to, because 5 years, we're going to have to work hard because 5 years goes very quickly. I hope I've answered your questions. Very good. How is it going in the first quarter so far? Can you give us a little more vision of that, how it's going in the first quarter? If I can add, Olivia, as Sergio mentioned, with the pandemic, you have a change of habits, of consumption habits in the digital world. But it's important to mention that our service level is very high. Our ship from store, express ship from store in just a few hours, or and regular shipping in 1 day. We also have a consumer who is not only digital, but is also looking for a high level of service, fast service, as is our case. In our case, approximately 50% of our clients in the last year used our ecosystem, our digital system. They use either digital SETIs or our beauty centers, our aesthetics, grooming centers, especially the channel of pets. So we had a very high number using digital channels. As far as margins, it's important to mention that looking at the fourth quarter specifically, which was 2.4%, but taking out the effect of the fiscal credit and the participation of digital, which has a healthy margin, but it's smaller than the physical, that explains it. These 2 points explain the difference in margins. When we look at 21, we continue with digital growing, but it's not going to have a jump of 15 or 16% like we had last year. Beyond that, we also have a strong pipeline of private label products, which adds not only loyalty, but also margin to our business. So we expect an evolution this year. Also adding, if I could just add, Olivia, in 2021, we started the year very well, as Diogo mentioned. Now, with no doubt, with everything that's happening right now in Brazil, these question of restrictions that are coming back, it's going to hit us on certain points, which, as history has shown us previously, we're very resilient in this scenario, but it doesn't mean that we can't be reached. We were hit on certain points. Shopping centers, for instance. If the store is inside of a shopping center, nothing we can do if the shopping center's closes. If it's in the parking lot of the shopping center, it's still hit strongly due to the lack of flow in the shopping center. Another aspect is the aesthetic centers. In the majority of cases, our grooming centers are not operating, so that will also be impacted this in the grooming center. On the other hand, what we see in this first quarter, which I think is good news, interesting news, and many people are worried about this, the government help showed that, as we estimated, it has little or no relevance in relation to our sales. Even with the end of the government help, we had no correlation in no region and in no type of store that we have. Therefore, when it was implemented as from the initial store, an initial moment, it doesn't change our position of sales, our gross revenue. This is an information which is very important that we've been able to see what we've seen in this first quarter, based on what we've seen in this first quarter. Thank you. Next question is from Robert Ford from Bank of America. Thank you. Congratulations on your results. Sergio, what's different in the lifetime value that causing you to invest in this? And How is your harvest of clients, your new client? How are they behaving? Good morning. I didn't understand the second question. The first one, lifetime value. That, if you can speak a little bit, your current, your new clients, how are they behaving when compared as you mature? I can't answer you numerically, but I can answer you conceptually. What we have seen over time is clearly is that having a new harvest, a new group of clients, a new cohort of clients, increasing their permanence and their recurrence, and this basically has generated an increment in the lifetime value of the clients, which has motivated the decisions that we've made in terms of investment. We've seen very clearly that when we involve the client as a subscriber, that this increases very much his participation in the portfolio of clients that we have. He becomes much more a prisoner of our ecosystem and generates a certain type of concept. But as I explained earlier, it also generates a huge cash margin gain. We divide this in the different five pillars. And what we see is principally that in the first three pillars, in which those were less involved, less three-fifths, when we do the digital initiatives, the creation of value that we have with this client has been enormous. The lift in sales and of margin that we have is very significant. And now I'm going to let Diogo add what he would like to add to this equation. Very well. Bob, as far as lifetime value is concerned, we have two principal points when we look at the contribution margin. Gross margin and expenses with freight. In gross margin, whether it be through the higher participation of my omnichannel platform, which gives us higher sales, and also, or when we look at the isolated as the digital in terms of margin, and looking at freight again, which has a very important participation in omnichannel, you have an increase in contribution margin. And looking at the retention, as Sergio mentioned, we looked at our cohorts. We see that successively year after year, the 2015, 16, 8, 17, 18, and 20, year after year, the curve of the following year is higher than the curve of the previous year. It's a phenomenon that we've seen in the print in the older clients from 16 and 17 is that the cohorts, most recent cohort, during this are also higher than the initial cohorts. So what we've been able to do is to have more than we had at the beginning of their journey with us. They've contributed more to accelerate our investments in marketing. Very good. Thanks. It was clear. Thank you. Question is from Elena Villares of Itaú. Hi, everybody. Thank you for taking my question. What we've seen here is a little bit the questions of Lisa. How do you don't have a crystal ball, and to look at your results at every moment in a market that's changing as fast as this one, if you can give us an update of how much you think it would make, how much sense it make to penetrate in a digital area and a service area. The principal services, two points that we would like to understand a little bit better. And also on the same line during the presentation, a little bit more detail about the private label, how that compensates the pressure on the digital sales, and the program of subscriptions. What are the points that were already delivered? If you could talk about each one. And also, what are the next steps? When we talk about in the, moving into the food area for private label. Elena, thank you very much for your question. Let's go. Here we go. First of all, in relation to you're correct. We do not have a crystal ball to know if the consumer would rather buy through the digital or through the physical source. If he wants to pick it up at the store or have it delivered at home. But at the beginning of our presentation today, I made the following affirmation. There are network physical stores, there are pure online plays, and there's omni-channel companies. Since 2015, we made the decision that we would not be either a physical store or an online play, that we'd be an omni-channel network chain. And we take this to the final, to the last consequences. It means that for us, it's not a matter of business. It's not to talk about the physical or digital line. For us, it's all very mixed. It's very much blended, these two questions. To give you an example, when we open a store, what is it? Is that a physical investment? Yes, it could be understood that way. However, we don't understand it that way. We understand that it's an investment in omni-channel platform, because our digital sales, our expressive digital sales with this omni-channel use only happens because of our physical stores. So we see this absolutely integrated. The most important in relation to the investor is to understand that we have made a jump from 8 or 9% in 19, 23% on average in 2020, practically without changing anything in our margins or EBITDA. With all of these spectacular jump in the participation of the digital in the company, you have almost seen no pressure on margins. This shows how verticalized we have been able to become through our management of channels. As far as the penetration of services, we have the challenge of labor costs, both in aesthetics as grooming, as well as in the veterinary area. But we're still we believe very strongly that it's difficult to penetrate. But when we penetrate, it is very difficult to lose that client. It's a key for loyalty that's very, very strong. It's a long-term investment, and we continue to invest in it with the comfort of knowing that in the next few years, this will be an important competitive differential, day in and day out, more important. As far as the private label, as we mentioned earlier, there are 300 SKUs in diverse categories, always positioning as a leader or vice leader in each category. We're having a better agreement. The private label gives us an additional 10% of margin than the products in the same category. It gives you a bit of the dimension of how they favor pressure favorably as we penetrate with private label. As far as we have a very strong program for private label, we have not specified which products we will trend as a matter of commercial strategy in relation to our competitors, but surely every category, every important category and recurring category, we will try to establish a presence. I don't know if Diogo would like to add anything in relation to digital. Without talking about guidance, what I can say is that we reached 26% of penetration in the fourth quarter, which is very close to what we expected going forward. So we're going to have to revise our projections because we're already very close to what we expected in the long term. In relation to complementary services, as Sergio mentioned, since we began to inaugurate the veterinary services, and our business, the focus has already been at the end of 18 with the first hospital, the city's hospital, and then the opening in other cities in São Paulo, then in Goiás, Bahia, etc., etc. It's also important that the maturation of a hospital is longer than a store's maturation. We have an inauguration of a hospital in the pipeline, But this effect will be felt more in the long term due to their longer curve of maturity. It takes longer to bring a client, but as surgeon, it's an important instrument of loyalty, of generating loyalty. It's important for its participation, but also in the cross-selling, remembering that the client who uses, who only purchases products versus the client and grooming, it increases greatly the frequency, and he spends twice as much in products and three times as much in total spend. Very clear. Thank you very much. Next question is from Ruben Cuobo of Santander. I wanted to hear a little bit more about your strategy for the next 5 years, the principal pillars. Would be able to change any, some of the KPIs, how the strategy will evolve, and increase the percentage for SETI's clients and those who participate in the program of adoption. I ask that because your strategy over the last 5 years was very, very clear to increase sales. With the question of the ecosystem now, what do you see in your ecosystem in other parts of the world that needs to appear in your ecosystem here? Good morning, Ruben. Thank you for the question. When we talk about a better ecosystem, let me define, first of all, what I mean by that when I talk about ecosystem. We want to have a be a solution before you have a pet. When you think about having a pet, you should already access our platform to know if you should purchase or adopt a pet. What are the advantages of purchasing and adopting? If you're going to buy it, what should you think about? What care should you give to choose the race, the breed, the profile of the animal that you want to have? If you are going to adopt, what care do you need to give to that pet? And what type of care in the adoption? Very well. This is the beginning of a conception of having a pet. And this is until you say goodbye to that pet. When he ends his life cycle, we should also take care of all of the solutions. What kind of memorial you want to have for the to say goodbye to your pet? And all the rest is all along the pet's lifetime, since the first steps for the part of obtaining a puppy, and through his old age. You, as a tutor, you have different interactions. You need to take him to the vet. You need to give him vaccine, give him, bathe him, play with him, train him. Sometimes you need to travel and leave him in a hotel. You don't have time to take him to the grooming place. So there are different micro activities related to your pet. So what is to be the best ecosystem be recognized as the best ecosystem? It's very objective to supply every solution for interaction that you have with your pet. This is our objective. It's an audacious, it's a bold, you have to train him. You go to the Pets platform and you'll have a solution for training. You want to leave him at a hotel and you have a solution. You want somebody to go to your home to pick up your pet. You go to the Pets and you'll have that. And these are the initiatives that we see in the market. And here I can give you, it'll be, you see that it's worth it. This is not a question of technology. If it was technology, it would be very easy and we would have done it. But to integrate in a marketplace and that services hanging on a marketplace is very simple in terms of technology. The question is not just technology. It's far from that. It's much more important for us, which is the question of value. When a client is going to travel and look for a hotel, if he goes into the pet platform and leaves it in an X, Y, or Z hotel, if he has any problem in his experience with that hotel, He didn't hire a hotel because of XPTO. He hired a hotel because it's called PETS. And independent of being a marketplace saying that they're not responsible, it's not how we want to operate our system. We want to respond to any need that he has in his interaction or consumption, whether it be a baby dog sitter in a hotel, a daycare, anything that we need to answer. And this has all become much more complex. We need to invest in metrics which assure the quality of these service providers. So what we should see in our proposal at the moment is to make this system so that it will be absolutely trustworthy from the standpoint of the tutor, so that he can feel absolutely at ease to hire somebody, whether it be a third party, and know that PETS will handle or guard all of the interests of that person. This is our basic principle. As far as the KPIs that you mentioned, as we are advancing, we are creating the type of relationship that we should have with each 100,000 clients. How many should use our services of training, our trainings of hotel, et cetera, et cetera. But these are correlations, future correlations, which we will create. At the moment, we're just concerned about creating a consistent ecosystem, less KPIs, and more qualitatively. Before going into the KPIs, as Sergio mentioned, being known worldwide and being an ecosystem which is complete, trustworthy, and integrated, so that the tutor feels comfortable in each point with what is being offered. He also feels, he doesn't feel that he has this contact. And it's a very important care, with care and well-being. These are our basic principles. When we look at the KPIs, it's a little bit, as we mentioned in the presentation, I'm going to talk very quickly. We're talking about the SETI's brand stores. Number of hospitals, number of clinics, and how many states. And that's the KPIs that we look at when we talk about geographic locations, more and more outside of São Paulo, and more stores outside of São Paulo. In the digital platform, the percentage of penetration in digital sales and the cross-selling for the client who goes through digital and comes to the other segments, we see that we have a program, a subscription program, which is very beneficial for grooming, and what's the percentage that used veterinary and grooming. And as we add more initiatives, we see these future services. Also, the ecosystem has the job, obtain more data from the client and be more assertive in its offerings for the client, and also have a part in the analytics of doing more and more offerings or the purchase with a lifetime value. The pet solution, as we look in the NPS score, the like and dislike, and clipping here site, and see what we're adding through our ecosystem, and so that the ecosystem of the investment can be with in a partnership basis, whether it be products, digital, grooming, veterinary service, what we've added, so it's exclusive to the PETS brand, the number of SKUs, the number of private label brands, and the endless aisle. We still like to retain talent. Look at the question of retention of talent, both especially in the store. Retailing has the segment, still the number of people that are, as it evolves in our chain, district, regional managers, district managers, and so forth. Another important is to look at the managers who take care of all of the stores, not just those that are to perpetuate the culture of excellence, the number of adoptions, financial resources donated to NGOs, and also looking at the increase in the adoption of clean energy, renewable energy in our stores. Very clear. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, remembering that to make questions, you just have to type *1. We now close at this time the session, the question and answer session, and I would like to pass it over to Sergio for the final considerations. I want to thank you for your attention. Everybody who's participated in this transmission of results, looking at the questions which were done, which always give us an opportunity to look at the points that were touched upon. So we know that for 2021 is a challenging year. We're at a very critical moment of the pandemic. We're very sorry about that. And as I mentioned earlier, we are not immune to all everything that's happened. We have several challenges, operational challenges, to be able to continue over the next weeks due to the peak of the pandemic. However, on the other hand, as I explained, our business has a very high level of resilience, which makes us comfortable to understand that the market will continue even with questions such as policies and challenges which have agitated the market in recent days. We thank you all very much and have a great week. Thank you very much. At this moment, we end our questions and answers session. The teleconference of PETS is now ending. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.